So now it's 11:35, and hopefully everyone can hear. Please let me know if you can't. And I'm just going to start. So the Tamarisk Coalition started this webinar series, and I'll go into that in a bit, to help share information about funding opportunities with the wide audience of partners with which we work. Before getting started into the content of the webinar, I'm going to review some of the web conferencing ground rules so that we're all on the same page with regard to that. As I've mentioned, everyone is going to be muted during the presentations. This will allow us to have some level of semblance of order with everyone on the call and will allow us to consolidate questions at the end. So if you have questions, you can go ahead and make sure to save them or write them down until the conclusion of the presentation. If you are having some level of technical difficulty, please type that into the chat box, and I will do my best to address that as the webinar continues. I apologize if you have difficulty hearing or any other issues. Again, this is our first time doing this, so there are inherently going to be some first-time challenges, and I'm going to do my best to address those in a timely fashion. In lieu of a sign-in sheet, we're going to have everyone type in their name and organization into the chat box, which everyone can see. It appears that a number of people have already picked up on that and are doing that. This will give everyone an opportunity to get a sense for who is on the call, and that will help us kind of understand our audience. Additionally, when you're speaking, when we do come to the questions side of things, please mention your name and your affiliation so that we know who you are. Also, I'm going to ask that everyone mutes their computers so that we don't have any type of interference or so forth when those questions are being asked. That means that in order to have the audio component, you're going to have to make sure that you are on the actual phone line, which I sent some of the information for that in the chat box as well, and that is available in the webinar announcement that I sent out numerous times in advance of the call. All righty. So to give you some background on the Tamarisk Coalition, we are a nonprofit organization. We serve effectively as an umbrella organization for the partnerships with which we work throughout the Colorado River Basin and some areas outside of that. Our mission is to advance the restoration of riparian lands through collaboration, education, and technical assistance. We do this in a number of different ways. We work with, again, these partnerships, the watershed restoration groups, and facilitate planning at the local, state, and regional level. We engage in restoration activities by facilitating these groups and land managers to implement restoration on the ground. We host conferences and symposiums on emerging research and land management practices. We help to establish native plant material programs. We monitor and distribute Tamarisk biological control information. And we identify and coordinate restoration funding information and opportunities and share that information with our partnerships. The partnerships with which we work are, and many of you are from these, this is probably not news to you, but the partnerships are typically an assemblage of federal, state, local government representatives, depending on the type of project, also landowners or landowner representatives, nonprofit organizations, the Tamarisk Coalition and the Nature Conservancy are common among the various partnerships. And so they represent a wide collaboration of different interest groups and entities and land managers all working together to hopefully achieve the same restoration goals. In the work that we've done with our partnerships, we've made a number of observations about the funding challenges that these watershed groups encounter. We have noted that effective riparian restoration is both long-term and requires significant investment over the long-term, especially when you get into the monitoring component. We've also noted that fundraising as a collaborative, as a partnership of federal, state, and nonprofit organizations is very dynamic and is and can be different from that of a single organization, say, for example, just a single nonprofit. Many of the traditional funding resources are not on their own adequate enough to fund the long-term and extensive investments required for restoration work, in part because the watershed groups cover large geographic areas. The work, again, entails monitoring and goes into the long-term, which can be, you know, anywhere from a decade or two decades or beyond. And it was unclear at before we conducted some of the research that we've done as to whether sustainable funding had been achieved by other watershed groups. And so these observations facilitated some initiatives from the Tamaras Coalition to both investigate some of this information, figure out how other groups are, other watershed groups are assembling this information, and to kind of help us, guide us, work with the partnerships to better identify funding opportunities. So some of the specific initiatives that we've undertaken to address these challenges, as I mentioned, include research. We have written a number of papers on the very sustainable funding mechanisms that are viable for watershed restoration partnerships and groups. We've also examined various government structure models that facilitate sustainable funding. We currently work very closely with our partnerships to establish diverse funding portfolios. We've created a website called the Riparian Restoration Connection, through which we are sharing information about funding opportunities. We've hired a funding program coordinator, and now we've organized the funding webinar series. And I'm going to go through each of these initiatives and describe them in a little bit more detail. And then we, from there, we'll move on to listen to Eileen Rosenstock's presentation. So as I mentioned, we've done some research. These are the names of the reports that we have completed to date. In doing this research, we coordinated with the Nature Conservancy to have sort of complementary research papers on both case studies that exhibit sustainable funding and the various mechanisms that were successful in achieving long-term restoration, and as well as the different an analysis of the different types of mechanisms and how they are being implemented throughout the world. And the Watershed Governance Structures and Funding Mechanisms paper, again, examined the exact sort of organizational structure that was in place to allow for or not allow for sustainable funding to be accomplished. These resources can be found at the link listed on the bottom of this page. For those of you that haven't heard already, the presentations and the recording of this webinar will be available online after the event such that you can access some of this information in the future. So of these various reports, some of the key findings that we reached were that no single funding source is sufficient to accomplish sustainable funding. In other words, federal grants alone, foundation support alone, membership fees alone, none of that seems to be successful as a single strategy to accomplishing sustainable funding. We also identified that restoration needs to be defined and supported by solid scientific and economic justifications. There needs to be a good amount of research done and justification done to get the bipartisan political support that is needed to move